exercise change.
What do you think it is that actually separates you and other motivated people from people that want to get into a sport and exercise but haven't quite got there yet?
Yeah, I think a massive thing is the fact that they don't have a, I wouldn't say clear direction. You know, a lot of people have a clear direction, but they're not quite sure what they want to achieve at the end of it. And some, for some reason or another, they don't place enough emphasis on that final goal or whatever the achievement may be.
Mm.
Therefore, it's always, you know, I would say maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, it's maybe floats around the 5s or the 4s or the 6s. Whereas I don't think they quite realise that, you know, the better their health and that is, just much more enjoyable their life is going to be with their family. And it may sound a little bit cliche or corny, but it's just so true. And I think the sad thing from where I, you know, been in this industry is most people don't ever get to, you know, I suppose, feel or reach their true potential. And not just in terms of, you know, their body and the way it looks and all the rest of it, but it definitely does make your mind a lot sharper. And, you know, all of a sudden you're thinking about ideas that you may not have thought of in the past, and, you know, brainstorming by yourself at home with a pad and a pen and, I might try this. And, yeah,
so it's not just like the physical benefits.
No, definitely not. No, it's definitely mental.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of people over the years with, you know, they may not have had the most challenging jobs or anything. Therefore, their minds go a little bit idle.
Okay.
And you definitely find that their communication skills suffer, and they may not have the social skills that other people do. So, you know, being part of a health club or a team, so to speak, can definitely bring those things up as well. But yeah, that's the biggest thing, I think, not having a clear idea of what it is they truly want to achieve.
Okay. So you, for example, as a fighter, that would be one example of a very clear
kind
of goal to work towards.
No, it is. But in saying that, I mean, in between, you know, fights, or, you know, I haven't had a fight now for three years, you know, I still like to have things to achieve. You know, it might be, you know, I want to do X amount of chin-ups by the end of the year with, you know, a certain particular weight hanging off me, or, you know, I'd like to run, you know, 60 metres in this period of time. So I still have to have clear goals myself. And you will hear a lot of athletes, and in the fighting game, I suppose, go, you know, I find it really hard to train consistently day in, day out, morning and evening when I haven't got a show coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, so they too have to, you know, find little things that motivate them when there aren't fights and that coming up.
I think that's a very clear distinction around what makes motivated people different, is having those clear goals or benchmarks to strive for while training.
Definitely. And, you know, you may have been prepping for a competition or, you know, a fight in this case, and between fights you think, you know, my weaknesses at this point are, I need to improve on that and that. So that gives you clear things that you need to work on. Even though you haven't got a fight coming up, you can still improve on those little things to make you better.
Don't drift, have a focus.
That's right. No drifting.
No drifting.